Sears will close its stores at Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights and the Westfield Galleria in Roseville. That's according to a report released this week. The Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich, joins me now to talk about this story. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We check in with Sonia on Fridays to talk about business news. So with this Sears story, this is part of a larger series of closures for the struggling department store, right?
Yeah, you and I have talked a lot about how retail is changing, and this is more evidence of that. Sears plans to close multiple stores in this latest round of closures, at least according to the report from Business Insider. And these local closures would leave the Sacramento area with a Sears anchor store in Art and Fair and one in South Sacramento's Florin Town Center, along with some smaller Sears stores elsewhere in the area.
I know it's, you know, really early here, but after Sears closes, any ideas about what might happen to or what might fill those spaces in Citrus Heights and Roseville?
Not yet, but it is important to remember that the malls don't own those spaces. They're actually owned by a separate entity created by Sears. So it's not as if the malls can immediately start pursuing new concepts for those spaces.
And we've seen some other major national retailers leave Sacramento area malls. You know, obviously, more people are shopping online and buying stuff online. I mean, how are shopping centers in the region preparing for these changes?
Well, that's an interesting question. I actually sat down with the senior marketing director of Westfield's Northwest District, which includes Roseville, just a few days before the news about Sears came out. And she said the mall's operators are considering all sorts of future uses that go beyond traditional shopping. Of course, changes in retail also mean the mall is putting an emphasis on food. Two new restaurants, a locally based poke shop and Cantina Laredo from Dallas, are already in the works at the Roseville Galleria, and I wouldn't be surprised to see more new restaurants there, too. And other possible future uses there are even more ambitious.
More ambitious? What do you mean? What are some examples?
Well, officials with the mall say a wide variety of options are on the table, from medical facilities at the mall to fitness concepts, even co-working spaces. And some malls in other cities are already doing these things. Westfield Mall in San Francisco includes a venue with space for co-working, events, and technology demonstrations.
Now, is the Roseville Galleria the only local mall considering these changes?
No, this week I wrote about the six businesses that are joining Art and Fair Mall. Again, you're probably not surprised that more than half of these additions involve food. We're talking about a bakery, a Korean barbecue restaurant, and more. The other new additions fill specific categories of retail that are growing, such as Morphe, a makeup store that's coming to Art and Fair. Several beauty brands are expanding, and that makes sense because customers often want to touch and sample these makeup products that they buy instead of just purchasing them online.
Are there any other types of businesses these local malls hope to add?
Yeah, it's interesting. When I talked to executives from both Art and Fair and the Roseville Galleria, they both mentioned attracting digital brands looking to have a brick-and-mortar presence. Now, this has been become increasingly common in the retail world. Examples include the physical bookstores that Amazon is opening.
Okay, so malls are trying to bring in new tenants, and that will, you know, ultimately bring in customers. Are they doing anything else to attract customers?
Well, we talk about a lot about experience-oriented offerings, and that's not just limited to the business inside these malls. Malls are hosting events now to provide these experiences. Locally, those events range from a program to showcase local artists at Art and Fair to night markets and a dinner focused on local produce at the Roseville Galleria.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.